Hello, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, very
doing
good,
well?
Man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I can't believe we're already Wednesday.
Crazy.
I feel like
the first
holiday.
Week of September.
Yeah, I feel like the holiday threw me off, you know, and then I start seeing all this pumpkin stuff coming out, so I'm like, yes,
already?
I know.
It's over.
Well, that was quick. I know. I was actually buying coffee the other day, and I'm like, what's up with all the pumpkin spice stuff right now?
Kind of threw you off guard. It was summer yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And we're still having a heat wave in California, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. I'm in Virginia, obviously, but it's beautiful weather. Beautiful weather.
I'm so jealous. I know. I was talking to someone back east, too, and they're like, we're like in the, you know, 70s, 80s, and I'm like, yeah, we're like over here, like 90s, 100, with humidities even worse, so not good for my hair, but that's okay. I know.
That is a rough one.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the reason that I was calling you, I'm part of the upgrades department, so whenever we see that there might be another, you know, type of a product or program that might benefit your business, we always want to at least reach out to you, Jeff, to, you know, give you that information, right?
Absolutely.
So have you ever ran, I would say, you know, Yelp ads in the past? Or
yes.
Are you familiar with Yelp?
We experimented with it a little bit.
Okay. Tell me about that. How long ago was that?
That was a few years ago. My father was actually running that. I know we were on it just for a few months and then we stopped.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Thumbtack and Angie's List. I'm familiar with that. I run those parts of it. My father did the Yelp a couple years ago.
Okay. So basically with Yelp, right, and I'll explain it to you like this. Yelp is, of course, another directory that people go to perform searches, right, for a service that they need. And with Yelp ads, majority of the time it's going to be a message that you're going to receive through the Yelp business app, right?
Okay.
It's important to respond to the messages at least, I mean, I say try to respond to them within the first 30 minutes. A lot sooner would be better. Only because, Jeff, to be super transparent, right? If someone's messaging you on Yelp, that because it's an actual potential prospect that's going to message you directly. They're also messaging like two or three other businesses, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to lose the opportunity, okay? With the Yelp ads, like, if you're looking at your listing, right, you might see some of your competitors that'll say, consider these businesses, right? So it's your competitors' ads that are showing up on your profile on Yelp. Well, since we've recently partnered with Yelp, we do Yelp ads. Local Splash manages them for our clients, right, that sign up through us. But when we do the Yelp ads, it's basically us managing them as opposed to when your dad ran them before. He was the one doing his enhancements, the management, right? So in this case, when you do Yelp ads with us, it's going to give you more enhancements that we're managing. We do keywords, negative keywords, right, which are things that you don't want to be found for. Your Yelp ads would actually appear on the pages of your competitors, okay? You would not have your competitors being shown on your Yelp profile, okay?
But we go on their...
But your Yelp ads would appear on your competitors. Yeah, if they're not running Yelp ads, for sure. It's crazy, right, how that works. And, you know, I didn't notice it until when I started working more with that, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is so true. So, like, when you are running Yelp ad campaigns, your competitors are completely removed off of your page. When it's a free listing that you're doing, then, yeah, your competitors will show. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Unfortunately, okay. But it's a good thing and a bad thing, I guess.
Yes, exactly. It's like, okay, if you're paying for Yelp ads, then they're gone. But if you're not,
then they're
there, you know? So basically, that's how it works, right? majority of the time, it will be a message that you'll receive. And what's cool about the message is when they click on request a quote, we can customize the questions that you would want them to answer. Like questions like, where are you located? Is this a repair? Or, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So we can customize the questions. You receive that in the message. You respond to whether you have the availability or not. And then you go from there. Okay. I'm looking to see if there's even still a Yelp page for you because I didn't find it right away, but I'm going to look in another spot. But basically, if you guys qualify, the way that we have the promotional deal set up is it's $499 a month,
okay,
for the Yelp ads. Now, the first 6 months that you're running Yelp ads, and it's still a month-to-month program, okay. The first 6 months, we are also, Local Splash is also putting an additional $100 in Yelp ads. Okay. Aside from what you're already paying. Okay. And then there's obviously a cost per click and a cost per lead. Okay. Let me take a look at something really quick here because I want
to see. Sorry, I had a question. So we deal with Local Splash runs our...
Yes, we like run your... We take care of your local SEO, which is your Google My Business profile,
that's
right?
Okay.
The maintenance
sure
and the management
place.
Of that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to go over that
sure.
with you, too. Yeah, and then we're also managing your Google ads. You've been with us, I think, like 5.5 years now.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a good minute, right, that you guys have been with us.
Yes. I do have a I'm just pulled up to my repair, and these guys are waiting on me with the materials.
Okay.
So right now
is there a better time for me
to
call you right back?
Yeah.
What's a good time for me to call you back, Jeff?
Would tomorrow afternoon be okay?
Yeah, if that works for you, what time tomorrow?
If you're in California, like around my time.
I'm 3 hours behind you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Whatever time works for you.
Anywhere between 2 and 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon would be perfect because I would really have – I should be done and wrapped up by 2 o'clock tomorrow. Today
okay.
is crazy.
Yeah,
but I do
no worries.
I am interested because I received the email from you guys, I think, a couple of weeks ago, too, about it, and it's just been so crazy.
Okay, yeah. So, listen, I'm going to send you a quick text with my contact info, but then I'm going to call you tomorrow between 2 and 4, your time,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, so my time would be – that would be super great.
Okay, perfect. All right, then. Well, listen, you have a good rest of the day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, Jeff?
Hey, thank you. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No. No worries. Hey, you got to work. Time
we'll
is money, money is time. No worries. Okay. Take care.
Thank you, man.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.